This is a Fox News alert. Street fighting in Kiev. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Between invading Russian troops and Ukrainian forces.
It's clear that Russian troops are not only in the capital, Kiev, but they're also in the city center. We have seen in the past hour small arms fire, rifle fire back and forth, red tracer rounds flying back and forth in the night. The Russians are not in control of this capital yet. This on day three of this invasion.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kiev reports the Ukrainian flag is still flying over the capital. Earlier, President Zelensky warned his fellow Ukrainians.
Tonight, the enemy will use all of its strength on all fronts to break our resistance in a mean and brutal way, not in a humane way. This night, they're going to storm.
A senior intelligence official tells Fox News the U.S. offered to evacuate Zelensky and his family from the country, but he refused. Two American military sources telling the Associated Press, Ukraine has shot down a second Russian military transport plane. Russia has vetoed a resolution in the United Nations Security Council calling for an end to the invasion and the withdrawal of forces from Ukraine. For the first time in history, NATO is mobilizing its NATO Defense Force.
A defensive group of up to 40,000 troops that was created in 2003. Some, if not all, of the 7,000 U.S. troops announced yesterday will be part of the force, which will be commanded by General Todd Walters, an American four-star general who serves currently as the supreme Allied commander in Europe. NATO Secretary General said it has 100 warplanes on high alert, including those F-35s, fifth-generation warplanes the U.S. just sent to the Baltics, and 120 ships deployed to protect Europe.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Despite the tensions in Europe, the Dow recorded its single best day of the year Friday, gaining 835 points. NASDAQ up 221. The S&P 500 closed 95 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The invasion of Ukraine causing a growing refugee crisis.
At the border of Poland, thousands of people arrived with volunteers handing them hot drinks, water, food, and supplies, many of them arriving with only anything they could carry. 50,000 people are now displaced, and Poland has set up at least 9 centers to welcome people along their more than 300-mile border. UN agencies say that the number of displaced people could reach up to 5 million. Now, Polish officials say that they plan to take in between 1 to 3 million refugees. Hungary, Romania, and Slovakia are also welcoming refugees who managed to make it out.
Fox's Alex Hogan. President Biden has selected Federal Appeals Court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to fill an upcoming vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court, saying she is well qualified.
She was confirmed with bipartisan Senate vote to serve on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, considered the second most powerful court behind the Supreme Court itself.
If the Senate approves, she would replace the retiring Justice Stephen Breyer, for whom she once clerked. The announcement comes 2 years to the day after then-candidate Biden promised his first Supreme Court nominee would be a woman of color. Another interloper at the U.S. Capitol last January has been sentenced.
A Florida man who grabbed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's podium and posed for photos with it during the U.S. Capitol riot has been sentenced to more than 2 months behind bars. Adam Johnson has also been ordered to pay a $5,000 fine and perform 200 hours of community service. The image of Johnson smiling and waving as he carried Pelosi's podium went viral after he and others breached the U.S. Capitol. Johnson now says that was a very stupid idea. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.